Alright, this is a quick show. I just woke up. There's a leaf blower out there, so forgive me if you hear that. I hate this fucking thing. I can't believe they have that. Oh yeah, leaf blowers make sense. Oh, I'm going to clean up this pile of dust by blowing it everywhere. All right, what I want to talk about is this fucking con game called the medical world, medicine. Okay, it's been bugging me, and I've been wanting to do this show for a long time. It pisses me off, man. Okay, we all have seen, or we should have seen now, all the stories about how doctors not only get like $400 or $500 bonuses to get the kiddies all Jew jabbed up with the whatever, however many Jew jabs they give the kids, the newborns, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, I think it's up to 70 shots now or something like this. And then we find out that they only get, and then they get a per kitty bonus just for getting them jabbed up. So, okay, so you charge the child, you charge the parents to jab the kid, but then the pharmaceutical company is paying you extra to jab the kid. What the fuck is that about? That's right. That sounds like corruption. That's not right. Okay. Then we find out that, but then there's this like $80,000 bonus that they only get if they get like 80% of all the kiddies in that neighborhood jabbed. So there's the per jab bonus they get, and then there's the per neighborhood bonus that they get. Holy fuck. How is that even legal? That doesn't, you know, Warren Buffett, the famous billionaire from Berkshire Hathaway, said, if you incentivize somebody to do something, they're going to do it. Okay? So if you say to the fucking these bunch of Jews, these fucking Jew doctors, you say, oh, we're going to give you all these incentives to get all the little kiddies all poisoned up, right? They're going to do it. People do what they get paid to do. People do what they get incentives to do. I just woke up. I have this molar here has a hole in it, and I got to get it fixed, right? But the reason why I haven't stepped in foot into a dentist since this scamdemic is because my fucking the dentist that was a family dentist, right? Jew. He was a Jew. Right? Most of the dentists I've gone to in my life have been Jews. Most of the dentists in the world are Jews. Well, in the United States, at least. And he fucked up a family member's tooth. He screwed up my tooth. The dentist I had before the last son of a bitch, Jew, was a Jew also. The Byers is his name over in... Byers was his name. And last name. And I would go in there with a little small filling. I didn't know any of this. A little small cavity. And this guy would excavate the tooth. And then I would end up with this huge chunk of metal in there. And I'd be like, I don't even remember that I had a big problem. So like I would go in there for like a routine visit. And then I would have this massive, massive chunk of metal in my mouth afterwards. And it was only years later when I actually woke up, right? Actually, my first dentist was Dr. Beauvais. Dr. Beauvais didn't use any kind of anesthesia or anything. So we were just sitting there, and he would just drill. And he was always kind of like just, when he was working, he would tighten up. He wasn't a Jew. I liked Beauvais, was an okay guy, but no anesthesia. So when I was a kid, up till at the age of maybe 16, we used to just hold on to the chair. And he was just drilling in there. I'd be like, aah! And he would look at you like this while he was doing it. I remember him like standing over you. But the bottom line is that I would get out of there without the needles, which is fine, you know, in the end. And that's the way I prefer it nowadays because I don't trust the needles. If they're gonna fucking Pfizer is gonna fucking put poison in this thing, this scamdemic. What do you think they're gonna limit it to just that? All these companies are putting poison in everything. All the foods are poisoned now. So you think they're gonna just say, "Oh no, we're gonna leave our poisoning operation to just the COVID vaccine"? No, everything. It's a Right now, the Jews see their window closing. We're waking up. People are waking up to this Jewish threat that we have in our society. So they're like pulling out all stocks, and they are, it's a mass poisoning happening right now. So all the foods that, it, like I've said before many times, and I believe it, if there's any Jew involved in the production or the distribution or the farming, or, well, they don't, Jews aren't farmers, but they sure are middlemen. If there's a Jewish middleman somewhere in this food chain, this food production chain, from the growth to the harvesting to the packaging to the warehousing to the distribution to the retail, if there's one Jew, they're going to open up those containers, take a syringe and put poison in it, put the container up and sell it to you. Yes, that's what's happening. I cooked some Brussels sprouts last night, and I have some mustard. I usually take a little bit of mustard and oil and vinegar, like a good olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and some salt and pepper in there. And then I mix it up, and then I put the Brussels sprouts in there after they're cooked. Okay, this last mustard, oh my God, I don't trust anything anymore. It tasted dodgy. I'm like, which one is it? And then we find out that, oh yes, by the way, no olive oil is real. It's all fake.
What?
Yes, it's rapeseed oil. There's no such thing as real olive oil unless you really get lucky. Really? Oh, yes. Oh, even the olive oil companies that say, oh, beware of fake olive oil. Everything's fake. There's whole shows about it. There's Interpol investigations where they have giant factories in Italy and in Turkey and stuff, where at Sunday night operations, midnight operations, they bring the fake rape seed oil, which is what it is. It's not olive oil. And then they put the food, they have chemists at night, and they start putting food coloring in it, and they put fake labels on it. And then even the ones that say, oh, no, beware of the fake olive oil. No, that stuff's fake too. Oh, we got the real stuff. No, that's fake too. What? And the balsamic vinegar is fake. There's no real olive oil unless you go to Italy and you know where the farm is and you see it. And whenever they say, oh, the label goes, oh, it's got a blend. It's a blend of olives. Why does it have to be a blend? The blend part about it is when they get caught, they say, oh, don't you know? You see, it was this one of these suppliers for this blend, which is the reason why it's fake. You found out that it was not olive oil. It was rapeseed oil. They have tests for it. All this olive oil that you're buying, with all these different labels, all of it is fake. It's totally fake. It's not olive oil. Okay? Same thing with balsamic vinegar. It's fake. Same thing with honey. It's high fructose corn syrup, thickeners, and all kinds of gel additives. And there's no honey unless you go directly to the farm where you know what it is, or you buy a specialty product. But the honey that you're getting off the shelf in the fucking Jew ShopRite or ShopWrong or whatever the fuck the name of the place is fake. Everything is fraudulent now. Okay. Christ, the rubber on the bottom of your shoes is not rubber. It's TPE, thermoelastic plastic. And it's going to put you right on your ass during a rainstorm. They should not be allowed to sell that inferior crap, but they do. They get away with it. And just like the doctors should not be allowed. Look, if it's the goddamn leaf blowers out there. This is another reason why I'm getting the fuck out of this place. I've got these leaf blowers going every goddamn week. They should not allow, obviously, if the pharmaceutical company is paying doctors to fill you full of some jab, you're going to go in there with a stubbed toe and they're going to recommend 10,000 various drugs for you, not because it's what you need, because you don't need it. You just need a healthy diet. That's real diet, not full of poison, like the shit that they're putting in the food. Okay. So I'm going to just quickly extend this to the world of dentistry. Okay, most dentistry is a fraud outside of just a non-amalgam filling, just a composite filling is all most people need. Okay. But what they do is they upsell. It's called upselling. A lot of times, and this is what happened to my family member, they went in and they said, oh, we got to put a crown, a cap. What that is they take the tooth, they grind the outer part of the tooth down and leave only the soft, pulpy center, the soft dentin and pulp. And then they've removed the enamel from the side of the tooth, and then they say, oh, don't you know, this is going to be good because we're going to put a whole new tooth. We're going to glue it down on top of this soft center part of the tooth. Well, that's a dumb idea. Anybody who knows how structural engineering, anybody who knows physics knows that when you build a bridge, you put two posts on the outer part, then you make your structure. It goes from strong point, which is on the outer edge. That's the enamel of the tooth, is the outer part. That's the strongest part. So the center part of that tooth is soft, much softer. So you're going to grind the hard stuff off, and then you're going to try to build a bridge by putting a soft post in the middle of the river and then cantilevering the part that you're going to ride across, and the center part is holding the bridge. And now when you drive your car to the edge, it's going to put all kinds of pressure on this soft center part. Anybody who knows the basics, basic understanding of physics, basic logical understanding of structural engineering would know that the last thing you want to do is grind off the outer part of the tooth and leave only the soft pulp and dentin in the center of the tooth, and then start to glue stuff on where you're going to have intrusion of all kinds of stuff from the edges from that point on. Because you've just gotten rid of the strongest part of the tooth, which shields the inner dentin and pulp from whatever it is going to get in, whether it's food or liquids or bacterias or whatever. It's a con game. And you see the pricing structure of, and then the other thing is the root canal. The root canal is literally like medieval barbarism. You talk to these fucking doctors and say, what exactly are you doing there? They say, well, we're going to save the tooth. Really? Yes, we're going to save the tooth by doing a root canal. Okay, no, root canal doesn't save the tooth. You've killed the tooth because they're going in and they're scooping out the nerve, thus killing the tooth. So the tooth is dead from that point on. And the tooth only lasts 10, 15, 20 years, and then it's out of the mouth because it's no more, it's not a live tooth, it's a dead tooth. So no more activity of life occurs in that tooth. It's a dead tooth there. And they say, we're going to save the tooth. No, you're not. And they gouge out that material. They hope that they get all that nerve material out of the center of the tooth. And then they fill it with what's called gutta percha. GUTTAPERCHA. Gutta percha, which is like tree sap. Gutta percha. It sounds as medieval as it is. Gutta percha. Dentists are fucking butchers. Doctors are butchers. How do we know this? Because they all pushed the fucking, what was obviously a poison on us. And then other doctors, as people like Harry Box, from the beginning, they say, don't take the shot. That shit is fucking dangerous. Don't take the shot. Don't take the shot. And then people like us showed you the science. We showed you the science. Here's the science. You're going to have all kinds of, what is it called? I just woke up. I hate to have to wake up like this. What's it called? Where you get the antibody-dependent enhancement. Another name, antibody-dependent enhancement. These people are like, well, I want that. I want enhancement. No. That's really bad. Antibody-dependent enhancement. It should. That's why I always said it should have been called antibody. It should be called vaccine. It should be called vaccine-induced disaster, not antibody-dependent enhancement. But antibody-dependent enhancement means you get the shot, you get the antibodies, but those antibodies, instead of rejecting the viral load, instead of protecting you, they actually facilitate the entry of the viral load into your body. not a good idea, right? They call that enhancement. You know, so the terminology that these Jewish fuckwads use to cover up their crimes is faulty terminology. They should never, antibody dependent enhancement is the wrong term for that. Okay, but this is only if you are active. If you're passive, if you just passively go through life accepting what you're told from the government, from these fucking Jew doctors, from these Jew dentists, you're fucked. You're going to be not a healthy person. And now it extends to the food that is in your supermarket. That is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's bad idea. Bad idea. So go get your root canal and get your gutta percha shoved in there. And then they scoop out the your life. They scoop the life out of the root of that. Fill it with tree sap. And then they cover it up, and then they keep their fingers crossed. And then you find out that people that get like root canals have something like an 80% chance of increased heart attacks. Yes, there's a systemic. I woke up the other day. I had a dream the other day of people. There was I had a dream where I woke up and walked out in front of my house, and there was a carnival ride, and it was just a big, huge truck, and this carnival thing just spun people around. And, you know, I always see all this footage of people just flying off. And I said, so in the dream, I saw the fucking thing spinning around, people whipping around, and I said, let me get away from this in case a person flies off and hits me. Not only would I not get on these fucking, because everybody knows that the people who are working these carnivals, at least the story, at least the legend has it, that they're all dregs, that they're not well put together. It's like, and you're putting your life in the hands of the carnival worker. And people are just flipping around. You see people hanging on for dear life, and then they fly off the edge and they're dead. And there's all the people at the carnival looking, going, oh, look at that. So that's the same exact process that we go through when we like trust the government or trust the Jew dentists or trust the Jew doctors. Or, you know, it's like riding the carnival. Yes, sometimes you're going to get off that ride. Sometimes you're not, and it's not really worth it. And I'm not gonna get on the fucking ride. Whips you around. No way, man. So, dentists who do caps and remove the outer strong part of the tooth need to get arrested and thrown in jail. You tell your doctor, why the fuck would you remove the outer part of the tooth? Are you some kind of absolute ass fucking corrupt asshole scumbag fuckwad? You don't get rid of the strongest part of the tooth and then hope that center soft post that they leave. They say, the doctor goes, yes, we're going to grind off the tooth and we're going to have a little post sticking up in the middle, and then we're going to place a cantilever bridge not supported from the edges of the bridge like you do on each side of the river, right? No. We're going to put this soft post in the middle, and we're going to cantilever a road, and we're going to hope that that has strength. Anybody who knows structural engineering will know that that's a bad idea. It just defies the basic understanding of how things work. And you're not supposed to question that. So if you question that, you go to a dentist, you say, you do realize, dentist, that in Germany and in France and in Japan, there's thousands of papers, thousands, not one or two, not 10, not 100, thousands of studies where they just have hundreds of different ways to grow the tooth back. What? Oh, the dentist will look at you and go, oh, you're spending too much time on the internet, buddy, they'll say, and they'll laugh at you. And then when you print out from the NIH website the study in Japan that says, yes, you put this compound on the tooth and the dentin will grow, the pulp will regrow. You don't have to excavate huge amounts of teeth and then put metal or plastic in them. Just grow them back. They know how to do that. They've been doing that for 20 years now. Ask your American dentist. Say, did you know that? So why aren't you growing? Why don't you just doing what they're doing in Japan and Germany and all these? And then they'll laugh at you. They'll laugh at you. They'll ridicule you, right? And then you say, look, fuckhead, I went to the website, I typed in dentin regrowth or pulp regrowth or, I have all the studies. I put them on my hard drive. I don't have my main computer here because I'm moving the fuck out of New York, right? So my main system is not here. But I'll do another show where I show you the studies. Okay, so I it's very frustrating to talk to an American dentist who will laugh at you. He will laugh at you when you say, dude, they're growing teeth back now. And it's been demonstrated, and there's 100 different compounds that will perform this task of regrowing the tissue. So you don't have to excavate it and do a fucking Jewish root canal they're not interested in that. Because there's this upselling, it's called, where they say, I didn't finish the story about Byers, this Jew, who eventually committed suicide, by the way. I know, it's supposedly, they try to make it sound like it's apocryphal, the story that dentists have one of the highest suicide rate. My Jew dentist committed suicide, okay. And he was a piece of shit, this guy, okay, Jewish guy. You would go in with you wouldn't even notice that you had a problem with your tooth. He would excavate the tooth. And the point of the excavating, the whole tooth, all the good stuff out, and getting right down to that nerve so that he would put a huge amount of filling in so that 4 or 5 years down the road, that tooth would require the root canal. And that's the money, because they want to get the Jaguar or that other property out east or put their ugly fat kids through college. That's what the root canal is about. Building wealth, right? But that's not good medicine. That's not good dentistry. No way. And you can even, there's a doctor up in New York State, I think Oneonta or somewhere upstate, or up in Albany or something, somewhere upstate in New York, saying that the root canal is the biggest con game in the medical business, the biggest con game in the medical industry, that you don't need them most of the time, that they're lying to you that you need it. And I had a tooth once, and this is how I knew my dentist, this is how I started getting suspicions. I saw a tooth, this was about maybe 25 years ago, or maybe 20 years ago. I was at the beach, I called up the dentist, my tooth kind of is a little sore or something like that. He said, oh, you need a root canal. Over the phone, he tells me I need a root canal. I said, his name was, what's the first name? I don't remember, but David. I said, David, I mean, shouldn't you look at the tooth first? I mean, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can come in, but it's probably going to need a root canal. Over the phone, he said that. I turned to my friend, I said, He just said over the phone that I'm going to need a root canal. And he hasn't even, I haven't seen him in a year and a half. He has no idea what he's talking about. All right. Then I go in there. He drills out the wrong tooth, excavates it, and puts this giant metal filling in there. Right? I go home. I still have the pain. I'm like, he got the wrong tooth. So he drilled out the wrong tooth. So I go in there, and I said, I'm still having the same pain. So he goes in. You know how he would test which tooth it was? He'd go in there with a piece of metal and just touch the tooth. So he went in there, and I said, yeah, it hurts. He said, okay, well, that tooth needs it too. I said, no, that tooth needed it, and you just drilled out the wrong one yesterday. You fucked my... drilled the wrong one. This Jewish fucking piece of shit got so aggressive with me. You get it. Don't tell me. I know what to do. And he was telling me all this stuff. I couldn't believe it. And this was a family dentist. My sister actually worked for this guy. She was a dental assistant for a while. So I discontinued this Jew, and then I went with this other Jew, right? Because they're all Jews, right? Then that's this other Jew does this to a family member, does the where he scoops the outer, grinds down the outer part of the tooth. I said to my family member, I said, why did you let him do that? I told him all along that I didn't believe in that, and that you can, that the new, the epoxy composite material is so strong now, so high quality, that most dental procedures can be handled by just minor touch-up surfacing, enough to allow the epoxy composite material to grab hold of it, and the epoxy composite settles 99% of all dental procedures. No caps necessary, no grinding the outside of the good tooth down and leaving only the soft center and then hoping that for the rest of the life, the bridge, the thing, the crown or the cap that they're going to put on top of that thing is going to sit there on that soft material. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. No, you do not need a degree in dentistry to know that getting rid of the strongest part of the outer edge of the tooth where all the pressure is going to be when you're chewing, right? When you're chewing into a nut or some steak or whatever, it's all going to be on the outer portion of whatever part of that tooth impacts in the material that you're chewing. So they get rid of the strong part, they put it on the center. Anybody who knows material sciences, anybody who knows structural engineering, anybody who can just think it through. Look at the diagram of a tooth and look at a bridge that goes across the water, a river. There's that fucking reef blower. I hate these fucking things. Fucking, I'm, yeah. Be careful. You're gonna get fucked.